Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, so we got a lot of stuff on the table today. Mostly it's been reaction to the Packers getting Micah Parsons. And Detroit still feels confident, but I think there's an acknowledgement that this thing, well, it just got tougher in the division. And they made a big move that many people wanted Detroit to make, but they didn't. It'll be interesting to see how this thing unfolds, whether or not it works for the Packers. They've gone more all in. Detroit seems to be playing the long game. But time will tell who was right and who was wrong on this one. So if you want to continue that discussion, 248-539-9797. In the 11 o'clock hour, we previewed Michigan State and Western Michigan. Spartan fans, what are you most excited to see, man? This is a game tonight. You're talking about the new toys under the Christmas tree. What are you most looking forward to seeing in year two under Jonathan Smith? And then there's Michigan. They open with New Mexico tomorrow in a game that John and I are doing. I'll start with this, Gator. I'm going to try to get people to be patient with Bryce Underwood. You think I'm going to be successful with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think for a while.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing about it is if he doesn't look like an All-American on day one, that doesn't define him. Okay. If you look at the most successful true freshman quarterbacks, most of them had quite a bit of talent around them. I think Michigan's running backs, I think they might have two pros back there. The receiver position should be better than it was a year ago. I think the only position group that isn't better than a year ago offensively is tight end. And they got a bunch of tight ends, but they had a guy who went in the top, 13th? Colston Loveland. So every position group should be better. But that doesn't mean it's not going to come with struggles. And it's funny because being down there and talking to people in the building and talking to defensive players and the offensive guys say, and I'm over here preaching patience, and they all say the same thing. Oh, yeah, it's going to, it's freshman. And then they all kind of look at me sideways and go, kid's pretty good, though. And there's like this underlying excitement about how good he can be. It's just a matter of whether or not, how quickly they can bring him along and how quickly he grows up. Sherrone Moore has said on a couple of occasions, and said again yesterday, he doesn't make the same mistake twice. But it's different when you step in front of an opposing team that means business, that isn't so polite as your own defense, and in front of 110,000 people.
Well, I would, I don't know if you have to caution anybody. I think it's something people understand is a freshman. You should never expect a freshman just to light it up from the get-go. That being said, taking on New Mexico in your first game, it's a good opponent for him. To get some confidence, you would think they should outclass the Lobos significantly. They have running backs they can go to kind of slow things down for them. You mentioned they lose Colston Loveland, but they bring back guys they like. Guys, Marlon Klein and Hogan Hansen are tight ends I think they like a lot. The offensive line, is it really a work in progress, or is it a good offensive line that'll get better as the season goes on.
I don't know.
I tend to always think Michigan's got a good offensive line.
Last year was a step back. Now, given they had fourth and fifth year guys that made up the offensive line on the national championship team, but you know, it's funny. I was talking to Sharon yesterday. He goes, people forget Jordan Marshall and Andrew Sprague are redshirt freshmen. Like, they played less than four games. They redshirted. They are freshman eligible. Jordan Marshall went over 100 against Bama. Sprague, who's a big-time recruit and started that game at tackle, and will start tomorrow. They've got to get it right on the offensive line. If they do, then they give him a chance. They give the kid a chance to be successful. Then there's, okay, what's new with Michigan? Well, there's guys who've been around that I think are going to start making a bigger impact on the defensive line. I think Dominic Nichols and Cameron Brandt, who are down on the depth chart, we'll see them after hearing about them for a long time. The first freshman Sharon mentioned after Bryce Underwood was Andrew Marsh, the wide receiver. He's also won the kickoff return job. They like him. They think he's pretty exciting. Shamari Earls, the highly regarded freshman corner, we'll see him tomorrow. He was the third freshman that Coach mentioned. And then Jordan Young, a safety. Elijah Dotson, the Belleville kid, a corner. And Chase Taylor, a linebacker from Georgia, all got mentioned. So everybody always wants to know what's new. Those are guys to look for. And then it's whether or not that defense that looks so impressive against Alabama with basically the guys that they were going to use this year, because it seemed like anybody who was moving on sat that one out. That defense did well against Bama.
Well, Michigan's defense over the last few years, their defensive line has always been great.
Yep.
And the tackles last year were spectacular for Michigan. They got to replace both of those guys. So looking at Trey Pierce and what, Trey Williams, would that be the other nose tackle type?
One of the players call him Trey Groovy. I'm going to find out if Trey Williams' nickname is Trey Groovy.
So, I mean, they got big shoes to fill. I would imagine it's going to take a bit, and they may never be as – I mean, the guys they had last year were just ridiculously good. But they do bring back some guys that can definitely hit you. Barham, I think, is a guy I look at that can make some plays.
It's a good call by you.
I think Michigan's going to be pretty steady this year, and if they can stay healthy, the quarterback is going to grow and he's going to get better. I don't know if they're going to beat Ohio State again, but I've been thinking that Ohio State's going to thump it for the last several years, and it hasn't happened because they're so in Ohio State's head. It's kind of hysterical when you look at it. But this is a team that can fly under the radar a little bit, and then next thing you know, they might have 7 or 8 wins under the belt with a chance to get to double digits legitimately without having to, like, you know, pray to the gods. And it's a typical Michigan season.
248-539-9797. Wolverine fans, what are you most excited about this year? Spartan fans, same question. Get your phone calls and feedback in. Let's get back to your calls. Matthew is in Detroit, and he's on 97.1. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, y'all. How you doing today?
We're great, Matthew.
Good, good. So as far as the Parsons trade and all the talk around it, so I feel confident. Like, I think we can at least split with the Pack. I think we could beat them in both games. But I feel like as far as the division goes, that's a different, I mean, it's a related conversation in terms of like in division record and tiebreakers, but look, we can't control the other 15 games. And those other 15 games are on a 7th place schedule for the Pack. And with us being on a 1st place schedule, I mean, hindsight being 2020, part of me keeps...
7th place schedule.
For what? Green Bay, because they were the 7th seed last year, right?
Well, that's not how it works. But yeah, they have... The way it works is you play your 6 games in your division. You play 4 right. games against another division in the NFC... 4 games against another division in the AFC, and then there's 3 positional games, and Green Bay finished 3rd, so they will play 3 third place teams from the remaining, 5 divisions. So yeah, there's 3 games that the Packers have that are easier than Detroit. Other than that, their schedules are exactly the same.
Okay. Well, I'm curious what y'all's thoughts are on the O-lines that they're going to be up against, as far as like, do you see a big difference in terms of like line schedule versus Detroit's schedule in terms of those games that could make a difference in terms of like the impact that Parsons is going to have. That's probably a deep dive in terms of something you can't just like whip off the top of your head. But
I'm not sure I know, even know what you're asking.
I mean, do I expect the Packers to be better because Parsons is there? Yes. Yeah. Micah Parsons is an outstanding pass rusher. That's one of the best in the game, if not the best in the game. He's going to make a difference for them. But the Packers also lost the defensive tackle they traded to acquire him. That's a big loss. And they lost another one of their defensive tackles in the free agency. So they have a hole in the middle, but they may have made up for it because of what they have on the outside, on both outside, because you have Rashawn Gary as the other defensive end. It's a very talented group.
All right, thank you for the phone call, 248-539-9797. I'm trying to figure out the three games that are different. Because the Lions, the everybody in the NFC North plays the AFC North and the NFC East. Okay, so all the teams in the NFC North will play Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Baltimore, and Cleveland.
So I have Green Bay's schedule up in front of me. Green Bay will play at Arizona.
Okay, so that the Lions play at host the Rams. Who do they play out of the NFC or the AFC West?
AFC West?
Yeah, who does Green Bay play out of the AFC West?
At Denver.
Okay, Detroit's got Kansas City. And who's the other first place team that is not from one of these divisions? The NFC, I did NFC West, NFC South. Who won the NFC South last year?
Was that Tampa?
Tampa, yeah. Detroit plays Tampa. Who does Green Bay play?
The up-and-coming Carolina Panthers.
Okay, so these are the only games that are different. Detroit has Kansas City, the Rams, and Tampa. And Green Bay has Denver,
Carolina, and Arizona.
Yeah. So
Denver is, it was a really good team towards the end of the season. That's not going to be a joke.
Yep.
And Carolina played a lot better towards the end of the season, but they just traded away Adam Thielen, who certainly would help out Bryce Young if he had him this year, but doesn't.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
All right, you guys know which car dealer I love. I talk about them all the time for good reason. Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield gives you real, honest pricing and the best deals around. I'm talking about no gimmicks. There's no surprises. Just straight-up amazing offers. And right now, what they have going on is it really is truly amazing. A 2025 Equinox EV is only $999 down, and that's just $159 a month as well. Or if you're more of a truck person, you can get behind a wheel of a 2025 Silverado TFL, again, with just $999 down and only $229 a month. That's right, only $229 a month for a truck. And here's the best part. Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield is giving employee pricing for everyone on select demo Equinox, Silverado, and Trax models. You heard that right. Employee pricing for everyone. So whether you're upgrading to a sleek new electric ride with Equinox or grabbing that tough Silverado for work or play or looking for a solid SUV, Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield has got you covered. Now, these deals won't last, so head on over to Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield and see why they're the best. And trust me, you won't find a better deal anywhere else. That's the Sarah difference.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Glenn, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Glenn?
Not too bad. How are you guys doing today?
We're great.
Good. You guys are talking about, you know, are asked about what we're excited about for Michigan football. I'm actually pretty excited about the defense. I thought that they weren't as good even during the championship years, but with all these guys coming back, I'm really excited for the defense this year.
Understandable. The transfers that they got to get the kid from Belleville, Payne, and the transfer from Clemson to help with the loss of the two defensive tackles, they certainly can make an impact. I really like their young safeties. I think Brandon Hillman, Mason Curtis, and they get Rod Moore back at some point. I think the secondary, they've got a lot of options. And, you know, I think Wink Martindale will not be afraid to use those options. They're going to put the best guys out there, and there's a lot of options. So, and the linebackers, Gator mentioned Jayshon Barham. He's just plays fast and brings a world of hurt, and they love Ernest Hausman. And another one to keep an eye on is Cole Sullivan, young redshirt freshman. They can't stop talking about him, too.
Nope, that's good. And I have a person that the Spartan fans can root for if they want. My nephew is actually the kicker for New Mexico, Luke Drzewicki.
Okay. Where is he from?
He's from Shelby Township. He went to Eisenhower.
Yeah. I remember highlighting him as one of the kids from our state.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'm excited. The whole family's going down to the game tomorrow night to see him kick. Got to wear New Mexico jerseys, believe it or not, in the big house, but it'll be fun.
So let me ask you a question. You're a Michigan fan. Yeah,
absolutely.
And if it comes down to your nephew kicking a field goal to, like, push the game into overtime.
I talked to him the other night, and I said, if you're going to do that for a 50-yarder, I'm all for you. He's my family. He's my nephew. He's a great kid. It'll hurt.
That's the correct answer.
Tie and go to overtime. What about to win?
Sure.
He's my nephew. Go for it.
100%. There you go.
That's my boy. I'm excited for him. So absolutely. Go. So for sure.
You can't.
100% the right answer.
Really, other than Ohio State, Michigan is going to be able to run the ball. The line of scrimmage and the freshman quarterback is really not going to be asked to do a whole lot in most games. I don't know if I agree with that, but being a freshman doesn't matter anymore. He's getting paid a lot of money to do the job. If you can't do the job, you'll be replaced. That's from Tom and Troy. Well, hold on. I agree with. I'm just saying if he doesn't an All-American right away, don't panic. Don't get mad.
Because they're getting paid, it doesn't change his maturity as a football player. He's still 18.
Yeah. Here's one from Eric at FedEx. No matter how bad New Mexico might be, it's still the best competition Bryce Underwood has faced in his life. Please be patient with the kid. It's a great point, Eric. I might use that tomorrow. There are two things I really want to see this season. Aiden Childs actually not turn the ball over and a functional running game. Give me that and we're solid. That's from Ben in Roseville. 248-539-9797. Back to your phone calls. Tony, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Tony.
Man, listen, I'm sitting back in Green Bay town.
Oh, boy.
I'm from Michigan, and I'm thinking, take a hand off the button because I'm not going to say anything great. But listen, I think we're going to beat them regardless. We're still going to win the division. We have better talent. Jordan Love isn't a great quarterback. He makes a lot of mistakes. No matter how many tackles those guys make, he makes, it doesn't matter. We're going to beat them. We're a better club. We have better superstars, better players. We had a better quarterback. Jordan Love is going to make some mistakes. That's a guarantee. And he can't tackle everybody. And he can't throw the ball. So Micah Parsons, yeah, he'll make some tackles, but they won't beat us. And they won't win the division. I can almost guarantee. I'll put my money on it. And the other thing is my wife's a Packer fan, so we go at it all day long. Since this trade happened, all I've been hearing is yak, 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 yak. I'm about ready to divorce her, but I'm trying to hold it. I'm hanging in there to this game. Now, if the Lions lose this game to the Packers, oh, you better believe I'm going to hear it. But I don't think they're going to lose. I think this is a win. Later, guys.
Well, good to hear from you, Tony. Good luck there in Green Bay. Do not divorce your wife over a football rivalry.
No, don't do that.
248-539-9797. By the way, speaking of Michigan State, they are going to play an outdoor hockey game this winter.
Yeah, I saw that. January 31st, they are going to be traveling to Penn State and take on the Nittany Lions hockey team. You can stop right there.
We are Penn State.
Great. But it should be an awesome atmosphere because you know they're going to show up for that. They've got the top player in the country, likely to be the first player in the draft. And Michigan State's awfully talented as well. This is should be a great matchup. Played outdoors at Beaver Stadium. I think it'd be awesome.
It's crazy. 248-539-9797. I wonder if they'll sell it out.
I think they will because have they done this at Beaver Stadium yet?
I don't think they have done one at Beaver Stadium.
And I think they're starting.
If they do a night game and whiteout,
I think they
it's hard to do whiteouts in the middle of the winter because not everybody has a white winter coat.
True. Maybe blue would be better. But it's a program that is definitely on the upswing, and they've recruited awfully well. So I think they'll show up for it.
Let's go to Jeremy in Detroit. You're next on 97 on the Ticket. Hi, Jeremy.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
We're all right, great. Jeremy.
Man, I think Green Bay has gotten a lot better. Like, I like Michael Parsons. Michael Parsons is a really good player. But I'm just confused on some of the, I guess, outrage and some of the fear of Michael Parsons. I have a question for you guys, too. Michael Parsons, Hendricks, Myles Garrett, and I forgot the other defensive end that everybody's going crazy over. He slipped my name at the moment. But
Max Crosby?
T.J. Watt?
No, it was T.J. Watt. No, it was another one. But anyway, that they
Trey
wanted to
Hendrickson.
Trade for. But
Trey Hendrickson.
But regardless, all those guys got the same amount of sacks in the playoffs last year as I had. Like, none of these players are even on good defenses. So maybe it's looked at like these guys are stat guys, but maybe not translating into winning guys. And so this fear of, oh, my God, Green Bay has just passed us up. And it's just like, dude, none of these guys' defenses were even any good. None of these guys
All right,
even
fair
made
enough,
playoffs.
But Green Bay is. Green Bay was a playoff team last year that lost to the Eagles 22-10. They narrowly lost to the Lions in two games. They lost to the Lions. One of them they lost 24-14. The other one was a field goal 34-31 here in Detroit. The difference is that Micah Parsons is now going to a legit team that has a good defensive end on the other side in Rashawn Gary. It doesn't stop Micah Parsons from being good. You can look at Dallas's deficiencies as a team. And there are plenty of them. Micah Parsons was not one.
No, I'm not saying he was a deficiency. But what I'm saying is everybody's going crazy. Like, you know, I just feel like we were more talented than Green Bay already. Everybody is making it like we were equal with Green Bay, and Green Bay just passed us up. But I'm sorry. I still think we're way more talented than Green Bay.
Do you think way more, or do you just think more?
No, they have a quarterback that's constantly hurt, and I think Goff's better. We're better at receiver. We're still better at offensive line. We're better at secondary. We're better at linebacker. They're better at defensive end. And like I said, if people think they have a better quarterback, that's fine. but he's not healthy all the time. We're better at tight end. We're better at wide receiver. Like, when you really match up the rosters, all of this is built on people thinking Jordan Love is the next Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre.
Oh, I was scared he was.
I got to tell you. Well, hang on. Let me correct you a little bit here, though. The first 2 years that Jordan Love got into games, Aaron Rodgers was still there. So there's no injury to worry about there. Then he got his chance to start the first year that Rodgers was gone, and he played all 17 games, played them pretty well, 32 touchdowns and 11 picks. Last year, he played hurt, but did play, still played in 15 games, but he clearly wasn't the same quarterback. Still had 25 touchdowns against 11 interceptions. His quarterback rating was almost identical to what it was the previous year. If you want to sleep on Jordan Love, go ahead. And I'll say this to your face, Doug. You want to sleep on him, that's fine. But understand, he is a good quarterback, and he's healthy to start the year, which is different than what it was last year.
I feel better about him not turning into a Hall of Famer this year than I did last year. Last year, I was convinced it was happening. This year, I'm not as convinced. That's all. That's all. You remember I was a panicky little bitch a year ago about Jordan Love.
These are facts.
All right, we're going to pick some college games coming up with our first edition of If I Bet It today at 1:38. And the Gator rant. Hey, it's football on TV. So how do you negotiate for more time in front of it with the wife? The Gator rant at 1:55 here on Carson Anderson on 97.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97 on a ticket. Doug, stop talking about last year. Last year, Green Bay didn't have Micah Parsons. The Lions should be calling Zadarius or Thibodeau or anyone that can help improve us. Okay, I mean, they could, and I suspect that they will add at some point. Why haven't they done it yet? Well, I'll tell you what Brad Holmes said. The reason they haven't done it yet is flexibility. He likes the flexibility. He isn't committing to anything yet. That's all. When he was asked about it yesterday, about how come they haven't filled that last spot. And said, I like flexibility. So that's it. I mean, if you want him to do something now and he has to do it now, and if he doesn't do it now, they're screwed, then I guess you believe they're screwed. I thought it was an interesting answer. You know, what are they thinking about doing or hoping that they can do? We'll find out over time, but you know, when it was brought up yesterday, Brad said, I like the flexibility. And I don't know what last year has to do with it. I don't know what I must have said something about last year that bothered this person. Sorry. Don't know what it was.
Was it when you said you were a whiny bitch last year?
Well, that was specific to Jordan Love. Okay. And I mean, even you kind of told me I was getting a little annoying with my Jordan Love paranoia. I remember you calling me out on the air because I was so convinced. I'm like, and you know what it was? What rattled me was that Thanksgiving game when Jordan Love sliced apart the Lions.
First play of the game. Dude. Wasn't like 43 yards to Christian Watson on the first play?
It was, oh no. Look, we often give the listeners crap for overreacting. I overreacted to that one game.
Yeah.
Now, that's not to say I don't think he has a chance to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. Yeah. I saw that game and the blood rushed out of my head.
You chilled out a little bit.
I've chilled out. Yes. I've chilled out on that. So anyway, we'll see what it leads to. But a game looming a week from Sunday,
it just got so big.
It got so big.
It's, like I said earlier in the show, and Ken kind of reinforced it later on, I am, best time to face Micah Parsons is the first week of the season. I mean, the Packers were good to begin with. They're better with Micah Parsons. He's going to make them better. But it's going to take a few weeks before he's Micah Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it happens 8 days from now or 9 days from now. I think it's going to take a few weeks. Yeah, it's no training camp.
So do you think the Dallas fan trading away Luka Doncic and Micah Parsons in about a 6-month span, do you think they're going, it's cool, we got Cooper Flagg? Or do you think they're like, what the hell did we just do?
I think that they're probably not thrilled, but at the same point, with the football team, I said earlier, you know, the way Jerry handled it. Do you think Dallas? I wonder what Dallas fans feel about Jerry Jones. Outside of Dallas, I think we all think he's a little cray cray.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people that have said about him. At least they love that he goes for it all the time, right? He's willing to take those chances, and he's taking a lot of risks. This one was apparently he was pissed because after he had a handshake agreement, that then Micah Parsons' agent shows up and says, no, you didn't negotiate that through me, no deal. And that pissed him off because he had a handshake deal. And that's, you know, Jerry's old school. And when you violate that, then Jerry's like, well, screw this, I'm done, I'm moving on. To the point where even Micah Parsons reportedly came back and said, well, hang on, and Jerry, wait. Let's go. No, you're dead to me. And he's gone. So it's, I'm curious what, I would be curious what Dallas fans do think about Jerry Jones at this point. I'm sure that the majority of them right now are pissed because you got rid of one of the best players in football and you got a couple of first round picks out of it, but they're going to be late first round picks. You got a Pro Bowl caliber defensive tackle, you know, but does that make you any better right now? I don't think they've been thrilled the last couple of years with how things have been going on there. It's a bit of a mismatch out there.
I'll tell you exactly what you're thinking it through like the head of, you know, Gator, adult Gator. Think of it if you're a 15-year-old Gator. Like the 15-year-old, 16-year-old, 13-year-old, 14-year-old fan in Dallas right now, the last 6 months have been hell. They just traded away two 26-year-old superstars in their prime out of your city. Out of your team, out of your organization. 15-year-old Kang would have been like, the world's ending. This is the worst time ever. And yeah, they got Cooper Flagg. Luckily, they got Cooper Flagg to help ease some of that pain. But like I said, Luka, 26-year-olds. Micah Parsons, 26-year-old, gone. I bet you kids have jerseys. How many jerseys did they sell, right? Of those just two guys alone. I don't think Kenny Clark jersey is going to be flying off the shelves anytime soon.
248-539-9797. They should be.
We go to Jay in Dearborn. Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys. I was telling your screener. So I see it like, do you guys remember like a few years ago, maybe 6-7 years ago, when Khalil Mack got traded out of Oakland and he went to the Bears, and his first game he had like 3 sacks, another sack with a fumble recovery and an interception. Do you remember that game, that yes. coming out game?
Yes. Was it a Monday night game maybe?
I think so. And that's what Parsons is going to do. That guy doesn't need anything. He's like that house, your dream house. It's ready to go. Just everything's ready. It's perfect. That's what Parsons is, a missile, man, and he's going to come hard. That's horrible for us. Horrible.
Well, as long as the Lions win the game, I don't care what a stat line looks like.
I don't think they will. Oh. I don't think they will.
Well, maybe they won't. And we discussed it's going to lead to absolute sheer panic in Detroit, but I'm gonna say I think the Lions have a chance. I think the Lions still have a chance. I think they'd be able to run the ball against that defensive front. I'm intrigued if the Packers secondary will be able to handle Lions wide receivers. And the Lions still have a good offensive line. We'll find out if it's significantly they've taken a step back because of the two veterans are gone. But we'll see.
Let me ask you guys this, and then I'll go. Who do you have getting the better? Who do you have having the better game, Hutch or Parsons?
No clue. I think they both have a chance to have impacts on any games they play.
That's where I feel much better. Is I think it's going to be Hutch's coming out party too. So
he'll be excited to be back. That's for sure. Thank you for the phone call. Look, they're both great players, right? So who has a better game? I'll tell you who has a better game. Whoever's team wins.
That's there you go. A better game. There you go.
Are you ready to pick some games?
Yeah.
Boy, let's try that again. You ready to pick some games?
Hell yeah.
There you go. You know, we called it If I Bet It because OJ came out with a book called If I Did It. And back then you couldn't bet.
That's a true story.
So maybe we need to rename this segment. I don't know. All right, you ready?
Yep.
We got 3 college games each this week, including our locks. Then Kang will endorse and also tell us which pick he hates. Okay, I'll start. I'm going to Baylor playing host to Auburn. I already called that the Hugh Freeze will be a big-name coach that gets replaced this year. Baylor is getting 2.5 at home. I'll take the Bears at home.
Okay, I am going to start with Wake Forest taking on Kennesaw State. Wake Forest is giving up 17.5 points. It's early in the season. Saw a lot of low-scoring games, but Kennesaw State was terrible last year. Wake Forest, they bring in a quarterback, Robbie Ashford, to transfer from Auburn and Oregon, and he's got some talent. Damon Claiborne, the running back for them, had over 1,000 yards last year. I think they'll take control of that and win this game handily by at least 17.5.
I like some unders this week. Oklahoma is taking on Illinois State. The total in that game is 60.5. Oklahoma plays Michigan next weekend. They're going to keep the playbook. They're not going to open up to the deep pages of the playbook.
No.
They're going to try and get the starters out of there as quickly as possible. I'll take the under in Oklahoma, Illinois State.
Well, sticking with the Illinois plan, the Fighting Illini are hosting Western Illinois in this game. The over-under is set for 63.5 points. We know what Illinois's got, but they bring the quarterback, Luke Altmyer, back. The running back, Aiden Lowry, actually averaged over 6 yards a carry last year. I think Illinois is going to win this game, and they should win it handily. But the over-under set at 63.5. I'm going to go with you. I like a lot of the unders this week, too. That's a lot of points to score. I'll go with the under. In fact, it's my shoot-the-boot lock of the week.
Well, that brings us to my last game, the Car House Lock of the Week. Same thing for a lot of reasons. Maryland is playing Florida Atlantic. The total in that one, 61.5. It is my Car House Lock of the Week, the under on 61.5.
Lastly, Doug, let's go with some powerhouses here, right? You like Alabama, you like Florida State, powerhouse programs. Well, maybe not so much Florida State recently, but nonetheless, it's a big game. I like Alabama minus the 14.5 points in this game. I think they have an awesome opportunity to get off to it on a good foot. Jam Miller, the running back, is really good. Ty Simpson, the quarterback, kind of untested. We'll see what he does, but what they do have, Ryan Williams might be the best receiver in the country.
There you go. That is
If I bet a Kang endorses a pick and hates on a pick, which one do you like the most this week, Kang?
Doug, I like your Car House lock of the week. The under 61.5 Florida Atlantic Maryland. They will keep it under 60, but you get that 1.5 extra. I'll take it.
There you go. And which one do you hate?
Gator did not sound confident at all heading into this segment, so I was definitely going to pick one of his games. And I closed my eyes and picked, I don't think, you know what? You're not showing any respect to Kennesaw State. They cover the 17.5.
Thank you, Kang. There it is, our picks for week one. Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket. Hey, Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. What does that mean? Well, first, they will call you back. And you can't get a call back from your current law firm. Call Michigan Auto Law. Proactive communication is super important to them. They also choose to take on fewer cases than other law firms. They take on fewer on purpose. It means they have more time for your case. That formula leads to faster and larger settlements for their clients. Call our guy Steve and his crew at Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You know, we don't like know these Lions. We're not like boys with them or anything like that. But right. We've interviewed them. We've been around the team. We've kind of got a sense for the culture. What do you think the reaction in Allen Park was when they heard that Micah got traded to Green Bay? How do you think that they responded behind closed doors themselves?
I don't know. I think that they, I think they welcome a challenge. So, you know, I think they're fine with it. I don't think they're I don't think they're like, oh crap, look what just happened. We're screwed now. I don't think that's the case.
I'm going to guess that they had a bring it attitude. Oh, he's going to Green Bay. Bring it.
Yeah. Like when we talk to, I don't know if we'll talk to Jared Goff next week. Or if it's after the game when we talk to him.
Kang, do we talk to Jared Goff next week? Do we know?
I'm not sure yet. Everything is up in the air. Plus, they have a lot of 4 o'clock games this year. I don't know what's happening yet. As soon as I know, I'll let you guys
know. All right, thank you.
So I don't know if we talk to him next week or not. I don't know if we get the opportunity to talk to him before the game where we can ask him the question about that. But if we were, I imagine his response would be, oh, did they got somebody? Oh, is that good? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, good for them. You know, we like our team. We like our team a lot.
Then we got to find stuff that's written like Packers will take division now, like some insider that writes that.
Well, I mean, they dropped the odds. Are the Packers ahead of the Lions now?
Yes. Packers are favored in this game. Yeah. I didn't look at the spread. Had you looked at the spread before this trade was made?
No.
Kang, had you looked at the spread for the opener, Lions and Packers?
No.
I really wish I had. Packers are favored by 2.5. I wonder what that was before this trade was made. But I think inside that building, I think they have a lot of confidence. They believe in their coach. They believe in the quarterback. There's some questions that need to get answered. Like, I'll feel a ton better if the Lions protect Jared Goff and run the ball against Green Bay. And I think in that opener, they should be able to do it. I think they should be able to protect it. And, you know, because if they do it in day one, I mean, I guess it doesn't mean they're going to do it all season long. But that is one hell of a test now with Micah there. But if this young group of the interior offensive line, if they run the ball against that depleted defensive tackle group for Green Bay, I think they were the fourth best rush defense in the NFL last year, Green Bay. Are they still going to be able to stop the run without Slayton and Clark?
It's a real fair question to ask. And, you know, I do think the Lions, I think they're going to try to run the football as much as they did last year. I don't think it'll be more because I think they just have better options throwing a football. But why should we expect them to run the ball any different? I mean, yeah, the interior, the offensive line is different. But I don't think it changes any game plans. Mm-hmm. I still think they're going to run the football. If anything, I think the Lions will utilize the tight end more this year than they did last year. A lot of that was because of the health of Sam Laporta, and this year seems to be healthier going into the season than what he was last year. So we'll see. I do think the Packers are a better football team now than they were 2 days ago for sure. But I still think the Lions are the better team overall, slightly. And that's okay. There's a lot of competition in this division. It just got tighter. It got tougher. But it doesn't mean it's insurmountable. Not by any means.
No. No. And I relish the challenge, of course. And that opener got way more interesting, didn't it? I mean, it was interesting already, but...
Oh, yeah.
But that got way more interesting.
Yeah, I mean, look, they get to play Green Bay at Green Bay to start the year, so you're not worried about it when it's the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. And you get to take on the Packers. Oh, wait, they just added Micah Parsons. Oh, that's awful. Yeah, but they get him first crack when he's had, you know, today will be the first day, if today's even the first day he practices. Who knows when he's going to practice.
He's meeting with the media at 2:30.
Yeah, he's got a pass physical and all that stuff. And this is a guy who has not practiced this year yet. So I don't think he's going to have everything ready to go.
You're right. I didn't even think about that. He wasn't practicing in Dallas.
Yeah. So
he was standing around. He was in the Olympic standing there team.
Now, he might be one of those players that it doesn't matter. Hit the ground running, doesn't matter because he's going to rush the passer. Maybe they limit the number of snaps he gets, but that can also, you know, accentuate what you're getting out of him. And he is a damn good pass rusher. He's an awesome player. And I wish the Lions had room for him on the roster to add him. By having room for him means salary cap space. Clearly, the $47 million a year they're giving him over 4 years, I don't think the Lions had the space for that. Not if they're going to have Aiden Hutchinson on board. And whatever I wanted was two guys like that. Well, you can't. I don't think you're going to see any teams with $95 million to $100 million committed to two guys at the same position.
All right, so the Twitter poll, who would you rather be now and in the future, Detroit or Green Bay? 83.1% of the respondents said Detroit, 83.6%. Results just went final. 83.6% say Detroit, 16.4% say Green Bay. So there's a lot of... still a lot of confidence here in Detroit. And I want to read this from Jason Coulthart from WDIV. He tweeted us today and said, on Good Morning Football this morning, two insiders talked about how there is truth to Parsons being unliked. Felt majority of Dallas locker room was happy to see him go. So there you go. I guess we can take it for what it's worth.
Was he Mr. Krabby Pants?
Apparently. He was a real buzzkill in that in that locker room.
Bring it to Green Bay, see what they can do there.
Well, we'll look forward to that opener. Rico Beard has sauntered in studio.
That was a saunter, a little bit of a saunter.
Yep. How are you, sir?
I am good. I was summoned to come up with a ridiculous prop bet for tonight. So,
for the state game?
Yeah, Mike was like, you got to give me the special. I'm like, you need help.
Do you want to? When are you going to unveil this prop
bet? Call the number. I don't even know if we're doing it on the show. It was like plus 2,000 if he wanted. So he wanted more.
He wanted it to be longer than plus 2,000?
Yeah, he wanted like plus 10,000.
Like, wow. That's going to last.
I was just like, you know what, Mike? Throw in Aiden Childs to score the first touchdown of the game. There you go. Now that pushed it up to like 10 grand or so.
So is he gonna? Do you know if he's gonna do it or not?
Doug, if I knew, I'd bet the whole paycheck on it.
Gotcha. Is Mike gonna do it?
Oh, he already made it.
Oh, he did make it.
Oh, yeah. Hysterical. Oh yeah. Every now and then, he just wants that, you know, that uncut gems type of bet, where you just want everything on the line. So
hysterical. Yeah. Well. Good. What do you guys got playing coming up next?
Probably where you guys left off. Mm-hmm. Micah Parsons. Basically, Lions fans, do you still feel like you're the king of the North? To use a phrase from Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Are you still king of the North?
Well, based upon the tenor of our show, I mean, look, yesterday some people didn't think they were the king of the North already.
Right.
So this doesn't help. But I think most fans still feel good.
I found it interesting because this broke during our show, like 5 o'clock. And look, we were talking about Vegas. They got no horse in the race. They're trying to balance out the money. The odds flipped. Green Bay became the favorite to win the division. The Lions, you know, second best odds. So taking the bias out, Vegas is like, no, we think Green Bay's a little bit better than you. Just a little bit. Not a lot, but a little. So you know. But a lot of Lions fans will tell, "Oh, it's no big deal." Jordan Love, did you know Jordan Love just absolutely sucks? And I was like,
"Did you? Do you know what the point spread was before the trade was made between in the opener, Lions and Green Bay, by chance?"
I think it was Green Bay 1.5.
Okay, yeah. It was Green Bay 1.5, and now it's Green Bay 2.5. Yeah, I got my point. All right, well, have a great show.
That Michael Parsons.
Yeah. Are you leaving and going straight up to East Lansing?
I'm sorry.
Are you leaving and going straight to East Lansing?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, have a safe trip.
I'm taking the duck chopper.
I was going to say, you're going to get the chopper to get you?
I'm going to take the duck chopper. It'll be back for you tomorrow.
All right, good. So, yeah. I got to get out to Oklahoma next week. Right. Doing the show from Norman next Friday.
You are?
From the stadium. Yep.
Oh, man.
Fired up.
Is Morris Jersey like right up there with like Adrian Peterson and in the Ring of Fame?
Yes. Yes, it's at the top.
What was his jersey number?
63? Okay. Might be a bit of a guess.
All right.
Oh, Sharon, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he played at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
All right, have a great show. Stay safe, everyone. Treat each other with respect. Every Friday during football season, we leave you with the Gator Rant, and it is back for 2025. So long.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.